By the time you hear this program, the record snowfalls of the past winter will only be a white, wet memory. But if you drive regularly on roads and highways, you'll see that the snowy past has left its calling card in the present form of potholes. Roads are built to last and often repaired, but these miniature craters seem to crop up every year. What gives? Blame it on winter weather. Roads are built in layers, with pavement resting on top of an aggregate subbase composed of sand, pebbles, and dirt. When it's dry, pavement can withstand the daily pounding of cars and trucks without much damage. But snow, ice, and rain can wreak havoc on a road surface and its subbase. During the winter, when snow and ice periodically melt, water seeps into the pavement and subbase and softens them. When the liquid refreezes, it expands, exerting pressure on the subbase and surface pavement. Repeated melting and refreezing can weaken various spots on a road, leaving it vulnerable. When the weather warms up and the ice finally melts, the water further softens the pavement. As it evaporates, the water leaves gaps in the pavement, sort of like an air bubble beneath the surface of the road. When vehicles pass over these pockets, the pavement begins to break, eventually giving way and crumbling down into the pocket. The larger the air pocket, the bigger the pothole. Although potholes will be an unfortunate feature of our roads for the foreseeable future, researchers and engineers are working to develop more effectively water-resistant roads and stronger pavement. This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Bill Williams at the Monroe County Highway Department. I'm Yael Cassander.